This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, a little bit more now on the humanitarian crisis this war has brought. When you hear the phrase humanitarian aid, what comes to mind? Boxes of food, probably. Blankets and tarps being handed out, maybe from the back of a truck. Tents where there's health care for the refugees who need it. And in and around Ukraine, those things are happening for sure. But a lot of organizations are just handing out money, too. That's something that was actually first done more than a century ago. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, aid groups have again realized that in an emergency, sometimes the most useful thing can just be cold, hard cash.
Since it was formed in the 1930s, the International Rescue Committee, or IRC, has learned a lot about how aid works and doesn't work.
When we give people blankets or plastic sheeting, what we often have seen over the years is that people just sell them and get cash.
Bob Kitchen is with the IRC, which is working now to help people affected by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He anticipates up to half its budget there will be used to give to refugees directly. That's tens of millions of dollars.
And just giving them the cash enables them to make their own decisions.
Kitchen says it's more efficient that way and also helps the local economy.
Giving vendors the opportunity to make money and they pay their staff. And there is a virtuous cycle of investment when we give people cash.
Of course, in order for all this to work, there have to be local vendors who are selling things that people need. Gabrielle Erba is with UNICEF, which is planning to put $150 million towards cash assistance in Ukraine. He says the group keeps an eye on local economies.
We do monitor the markets, both of goods and services, to make sure that we can quickly adapt and scale up on the supply side in case we see that markets become dysfunctional.
Erba says UNICEF uses a global database to ensure aid is going to the right people. That's a long way from one of the earliest known examples of cash assistance.
Clara Barton used it. She was the founder of the American Red Cross.
Kirsten Gelsdorf is director of global humanitarian policy at the University of Virginia.
She used cash relief as part of the Franco-Prussian War response in 1870.
But it's only really taken off in the last 20 years. Dan Maxwell studies aid as a professor at Tufts. He says cash assistance was first used on a large scale in 2005, following the tsunami.
Primarily because there was so much cash donations that people didn't know what else to do besides just give it to the victims of the crisis.
Now, in Ukraine and surrounding countries, aid agencies are still figuring out exactly how to distribute direct assistance, i.e. whether it'll be actual cash or some form of digital transfer or debit card.
Visa and MasterCard both have big initiatives to be the actual conduit.
And there's a potential upside for credit card companies and banks that get involved. The refugees they help could eventually become long-term customers. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.